Country Z100. Good morning, Kent, the Country Morning Show at 7:40. The birthday's anniversary is coming up in 10 minutes. The Monday morning whoop whoop song. Have the kids ready. We're going to be doing that here in just a little bit. This time of year, it always warms my heart to see friends and neighbors doing things in the spirit of Christmas. And for folks in the Heron Energy area for many, many years, for decades, I remember driving into Heron even before I lived there. From Route 13 all the way up 148, getting into Heron, you would come across the hill there and you would look out and there's this huge blue tree. For folks in other communities, maybe you visited Heron going to a basketball game or something like that, there's this big blue tree. Massive. The gentleman who had that tree, his name is affectionately known as Mr. Jack. Mr. Jack, for many, many years, had the blue tree in his yard. He is still with us, but last year, he was not able to get up as high. This tree is 80-some-odd foot high, and some friends got together in Heron to make the big blue tree come to life again in Mr. Jack's yard. And I've got one of the folks that really got things going here. EJ Bonner is on the phone line with me. EJ, are we going to light this tree up tonight in Mr. Jack's yard?
Yes, sir.
When was the last time that Mr. Jack in Heron here climbed this tree to light it up with the blue lights?
Last year.
So he didn't get up as high as it normally was, right?
No, last year was the first year he couldn't get all the way up to the 80-foot part.
Okay.
But he still got up quite a bit.
Yeah, and Mr. Jack is a longtime resident here of... So you're saying 2 years ago, he climbed, like, pretty much to the top of the tree?
Yes.
And how old is Mr. Jack?
He is 86 this year.
That is crazy to me.
It is amazing. Well, he was a construction worker. And okay, from what I gathered, they said that man, even in his late 70s, early 80s, could walk a beam like a cat.
I'm thinking this guy is like the modern-day Zacchaeus.
Yes.
But it's not a sycamore tree. Is it the pine tree in his front yard?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So have you got the lights already strung up, or are you doing that today, EJ?
That's what we're getting ready to head to do today. And because we had to order the lights in.
Uh-huh.
I got some from Indiana, and I got some from Farmington, Missouri. And
putting these special blue lights up here, and then once again, I mean, EJ, hats off to you and everybody who came by the Burger Nook and dropped off a donation, because apparently you have enough to cover the lights, right?
Yes, we have enough to cover the lights and to give Mr. Jack some money to cover his electric bill.
I just think it's the true spirit of Christmas is what we got going on here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
absolutely.
So tonight, if folks want to see it, this is right by the Casey's there in Energy. They could come out about 5:30.
Well, we're going to light the tree at 5:30.
I gotcha.
So if they want to come out before then, and our directions is bringing a little bus of their people out, and I think we're going to have a pretty good turnout. So I'm going to get a table out there about 5 o'clock and set up some hot chocolate, and whoever wants to come is more than welcome.
You know, this is kind of like our very own lighting of the tree in Rockefeller Center. That's how I'm seeing it here. And folks, honestly, if you're from Harrisburg, you're listening to me down in Vienna, over in Carbondale, why not come on out today to Heron? Heron PD is going to be out there in front of Mr. Jack's house on your way into town by the Casey's in Energy, kind of directing traffic. Get a place to park. You could probably park over there at O'Reilly, maybe an Ace. Be careful. Hold on to your kids as you're walking over. I just think it's wonderful. And here for your Monday morning motivation, if you need any more motivation, look at a gentleman like Mr. Jack. Up until 84, was climbing an 80-some-odd high-foot tree to put these big blue lights on. At the base of the tree, he's got the scripture in there from Luke chapter 2, and he said this was his way of announcing what Christmas is really all about to the masses. And I think it's a super deal. I'm getting chills just even thinking about it right now. Our modern day Zacchaeus, Mr. Jack, your Monday morning motivation today. 5:30 in Heron, they are going to light the big blue tree up. Make sure you're there, all right? And hats off to everybody. Got this thing going. Just a super deal to celebrate here at this time of year. Little Big Town, gonna make it happen for you right now. Go tell it on the mountain. New Country Z100.